Hey friends, I am so glad that you're joining us today. And I got one question for you. Does your life need an upgrade? Yeah, I can think of a few areas that I want to be upgraded, so I need you to stay tuned because I want to tell you how you can download God's amazing upgrade directly into your life. See, when Jesus left, he gave us the ultimate helper or the ultimate upgrade, and his name is Holy Spirit. He is not extra. He is essential to living a victorious life. And today, you need to receive the upgrade.
That the same Holy Spirit that was there when you was dancing was there when I was looking at pornography. How do I grieve the Holy Spirit if he wasn't there? He's there everywhere. So while I'm sending the DMs, he's there. While I'm making the crooked business deal, he's there. He's not the third wheel on your life. He's not the one tagging along with God and Jesus, God the Father, and Jesus trying to get a word in. He said, if you need to know the truth, ask me. Wow. Somebody say this. Because when I look at the scriptures in John 14, 15, 16, you see this word helper translated. Another way it's advocate. Another word is comforter. This word is translated here only 5 times in the Bible. And in John 14, 15, 16, talking about the Holy Spirit, the helper, it's 4 out of the 5 times in the entire Bible. They're only talking about the Holy Spirit. The helper for your life is the Holy Spirit. Somebody write this point down. The Holy Spirit is my help. Say it. The Holy Spirit is my help. I'm training your mind and your heart right now to understand something that you may have not understood. Just say it one more time. The Holy Spirit is my help. There's nothing like knowing who to go to for help. Like, have you ever been at a restaurant or something and somebody can't help you? What do you do? Can I speak to your manager? Because for some reason, you understand that at that level, I ain't gonna get no help. You just bringing me the food, but you can't, they messed this up and I ain't paying for it. And it's like, well, ma'am, I'm so sorry. And I don't have to be mean. Church people, y'all gotta stop being mean to people over your food. They gotta know you by your love, not your ignorance, okay? We'll talk about that in another. But there's a way that if they messed it up, okay? But what do? I ask for somebody who can actually help me. It happens in my household. Let me be a transparent. We're hot at Transformation Church, humble, open, and transparent. And what happened at my house is that my daughter Isabella, she is in kindergarten going into the first grade, and she's learning how to read. And my daughter has sadly found out who to go to for help reading. It's not me. My wife, for some reason, thought that it would be good for me to help my daughter learn how to read. And I almost lost all of the Holy Spirit that was in me on one word, the. I'm sitting there talking to Bella. I said, what does the word say, Bella? She says, he. No, baby, it's a blend word. T-H makes and then I don't know why the E ain't making the right sound right now, but it's the. Y'all know how y'all do. Whoever made up the English language, y'all are ghetto because, like, there is a lot of problems. She was like, but E makes a long E or an A. I said, I know, baby, but this word is the. The cat. She said, okay. I said, all right, now you try it. She said, he, I said, God, I'm going to need you to help me. Teacher, I said, no, baby, that's a blend word. This says the. She said, what does it say, daddy? I said, the. She said, the. I said, the. She said, the. I said, all right, read the whole thing together. She said, to he. I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of ignorance in this house. Like, I was... And what she learned after the beads of sweat, the pounding on the table, and me walking away 6 times, dad is not the person I go to with help. She found out to go to her mother, not because I couldn't help her, but her mother was better suited to help her. What I'm trying to say to you is, if you need help knowing what to do in your business, God can help you, Jesus can help you, but there's a God, Holy Spirit, who has been fashioned, formed, and suited to help you, and you need to know where to go, because the Holy Spirit is your help. Is there any area in your life that you need help? Yes. You need help to know which business deal to take? Ask the Holy Spirit. You need to know if you should leave the relationship that you've been in for 16 years with no commitment and no covenant. You may not even need to ask the Holy Spirit right there. You know. But if you're still confused, ask the Holy Spirit. You need to know God's will for your life. Ask the Holy Spirit. So many people ask me all the time, Pastor, how do I know God's will for my life? Can I paint a picture for you? Take the lights down for me. In your life, God, what is your will for my life? You stand here, and God shows you a glimpse of your purpose. How do I get there? I can't step outside of the light. See, so many people, just keep it right here, are trying to get there, but when they step out, they step into the darkness. And now I'm at award shows. Now I'm living everybody's life. The problem is you got money, but no God. The problem is you got a marriage, but it is filled with things that don't have God. And some of you today need to step back in to the light. And God says, now you got to get there. How do I get there, God? I see myself being successful. I see myself. Then you start reading your Bible. See, there is a difference, and I need everybody to hear me say this. There is a difference between the wills of God, okay? I need everybody to hear me say this very clearly. There is a specific will of God for your life, and there is the general will of God for your life. If you need to find the general will of God for your life, you read the Bible. I don't know what to do. I don't know God's will. Open up the Bible, and it will show you steps of what the general will of God is. So I don't know if I can be married to this person or this person. What does the Bible say about marriage? That gives me the general will of God for relationships. Well, what am I supposed to do in business? The Bible gives you general characteristics. But when you need specific instruction, see, the Bible tells you you should be married, but it don't tell you who to marry.
Come on.
And it doesn't say you should be married. Jesus wasn't married. Like, but it shows you how to be married, okay? It shows you how to be married, but it do not tell you who to marry. If you want to know the specific will of God on who to marry, you need the Holy Spirit. Because he's the one that say, leave him alone. But God, he looks like Michael B. Jordan mixed with a little bit of Ben Diesel, with just a little bit of Thor from the movie Lord. And he said, and he's going to beat you supernaturally. You need to leave him alone. See, because it would be easy if the Bible laid it out and it was that simple. But the problem is, when we come to this life, it's not a straight line. We are presented with all kinds of options. So, Holy Spirit, where am I supposed to live? LA is there. New York is here. Tulsa is here. Where am I supposed to go? You can read the Bible all day, and he'll say, a sheep know my voice and a stranger they won't listen to. But if you want exact instructions, you need the Holy Spirit. Move to Tulsa. But Father, when I move to Tulsa, do I have a job? Move back to home. God, this business deal has all of the makings of what I've always prayed for, but it's a Ponzi scheme. Don't do it. Keep serving at that job.
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when He sent His Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this five-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because He will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent His helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with Him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
Keep praying for the home. I know you already signed and told them you were coming. But call them back. Call them back. No, I know you'll be embarrassed, but I'm about to save you 4 years. Call them back and tell them you made a mistake. And just keep going forward where I told you to serve. They don't see my gifting. They don't see my talent. Because I'm making your character. If I gave you the platform now, you would ruin it in 36 weeks. But I'm teaching you humility right now. Don't step out of the dark. Don't step out of the light. And this is why the word God gave us this year was stay anchored. Because at the moment you start drifting, I'm further than where I came from, but I'm in the midst of God moving, and I'm nowhere to be found in the dark, in the light. You can't see me here because I stopped listening to the Holy Spirit. And the truth of the matter is, the Holy Spirit is speaking to some of y'all and you in somebody else's lane. Well, I saw them be successful like this. God said, your blessing ain't in this lane. I know it seems like you further than you ever thought you would be, and people are recognizing you, but man's applause is worthless if I'm with my arms folded. They can applaud for you all day. Get back. Holy Spirit, what's the specific will for my life? I thought I was going to be a music producer, God. I'll use your music. But trust me, go serve at that church, Greenwood Christian Center. Do the sound. God, I got a $100,000 opportunity in New York. If you go, you'll be successful, but I'll take my hand off of what you're doing. Okay, God, they're not paying me that much. Yeah, but you're investing in your future. Who would have known that moving faders up and down for 2 years for barely any pay would produce a future that I could give other people jobs? Only the Holy Spirit could know. So, Holy Spirit, am I supposed to marry Natalie? Yep. So that means I'm going to have to apologize? Yep. And that means I'm going to have to keep apologizing? Yep. And that means I'm going to have to sacrifice for her? Yep. And that means that I'm going to have to cut all these other chicken heads off? Yep. And that means I'm going to have to tell people my story because you asked me to be a pastor? Yep. And that means Even though it's decades ago, when I tell the story, it could potentially scratch the wound that she had again, and I might have to say sorry again. Yep. And that Lord, the light don't feel exciting. He said, but what you did, I'll give you a book called Relationship Goals. And I'll let every failure you made turn into a testimony that will help millions of people. Who would have known the world would know me for my greatest mistakes? Except the Holy Spirit. I wasn't going to do relationship goals. I failed the English class. How am I going to write a book? Holy Spirit said, no products ever until you write relationship goals. And somehow the Holy Spirit knew that it would be the number one New York Times bestselling book in the middle of a pandemic, and over 500,000 copies. It's now being translated into 7 different languages. Places I've never been will hear my story because I listen to the Holy Spirit. All I'm saying to you is, no matter where you are right now, even if it feels like you're completely in the dark, I'm asking you to listen to the Holy Spirit through what I'm saying and get back in position so that you can step into the light. And now when you read your Bible, God tells you, yeah, you need an assembly of believers that you can be around. You need to get in connection with people that aren't like how you used to be. And, well, what church do I go to? There's 50 on the same block. God tells you you don't need to forsake the gathering together. You need to go to church. But the Bible don't tell you which church to go to. Guess who does? The Holy Spirit. You need to know the specific will of God for your life. You better welcome the Holy Spirit. Can we give God some praise right there? Come on, all over the world, all over the building. Oh, come on. The light's coming on in somebody's life right now. The Holy Spirit is coming alive. I literally didn't make it through 3 pages of my notes. I literally have 10 more pages on sermon 1. But the Holy Spirit's doing this today. And he's going to do it for the next 6 weeks. Why wouldn't you accept the upgrade? Why? Why would I have all of this power available to me? All of this help available to me? Because somebody said it was weird? Because somebody abused the term before? Because you were never taught about it? I have a burden to help you experience God 3.0. See, a lot of people don't realize that there's 3 versions of God. And when you talk about an operating system, it just makes sense to me in my mind. Most of us recognize God. Most of us have loaded up the operating system of God. We say, you know what? I recognize him. But it is my goal at Transformation Church, we represent God to the lost and found for one reason, that's transformation in Christ. What we want you to do is not just recognize that there is a big man upstairs. We want you to recognize there's a God, but we want you to receive God 2.0, which is Jesus. That's why at the end of every service, in just a moment, I'm gonna give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. And once you receive Jesus, the sad truth is this is where most people stop. They just worry about getting to heaven. And God said, but I came that you may have life and life to the full. And through this series, my prayer is that you would release God 3.0. You would release the Holy Spirit. I got 7 weeks with you, class. I want you to recognize God. I want you to receive Jesus. But I really want you to release the Holy Spirit. And it is my burden to represent the Holy Spirit to you. You don't want to miss 1 week of this message. Because what God is revealing to me is about to change the trajectory of your life. And right now, could you just lift your hands everywhere? And we're going to do this at the end of every message. Just ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit. Come on, just say it. Like, this may be your first time right now. Holy Spirit, I receive you. Yeah. And this is what I want you to ask him every day, specifically when we watch these messages. Say, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me through this message? Yep. Because the Holy Spirit's going to highlight different things for different people. The crazy thing about the Holy Spirit is he is not bound by time, space. He's not bound by your sin. You could be in a jail cell right now. Holy Spirit is with you. Yay. You could be in a penthouse right now. Woo! Holy Spirit is with you. As you heard Bree say, she was at a place that she could not even see if she would have joy again. Guess who was with her? Holy Spirit. You may be going through a divorce. You may be in the middle of abuse. You may be at the best moment of your life. And Holy Spirit's trying to speak to you. Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me? God, make it clear. Show up. I want to accept the upgrade. Come on. Just tell him, I want to accept you. I want to accept you. I want to know you. Come on. You don't have to do it in some weird way. You can be normal and walk every day with the Holy Spirit in the shower. Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say? On the track, Holy Spirit, how many more laps? As I go to the airport, when I'm planning my vacation, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me? I need you to speak. Matter of fact, I don't just need you to speak. You're welcomed here. You can be here any day. You can be here at every moment. I welcome you into my life. I want to normalize less men talking and more God talking. Yep. You love to hear Pastor Mike. You love to hear your favorite pastor. But if they're really talking, they're only saying what the Holy Spirit is telling them. And the crazy thing is, why would you ask me when he'll tell you himself? I need the pastor to pray for me. No, you need the Holy Spirit to say something to me for you. Skip the middleman. I'm telling you, I feel that thing. God is saying, skip the middleman. You no longer need a priest or a prophet. You need to hear from God. The Holy Spirit is available.
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when he sent his Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because he will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent his helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
I hope this message blessed your life today. And I can tell you from personal experience, God's upgrade, the Holy Spirit, has forever transformed my life. I would not be here right now unless I came into a real relationship with the power, the person, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I know he will transform your life. See, Holy Spirit is our counselor. If you have a question, ask him. Go ahead and try it. Ask the Holy Spirit this one question.
What are you trying to say to me through this message? And I promise you, He'll speak back to you. Friends, this is just the beginning of your upgrade. I want you to join me back here every single day. And until then, go out and live a transformed life. I will.